A growing interest on growing hemp. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, here in Tennessee and across the country, there's a lot of farmers wanting to know more about hemp. And USDA is working on nationwide rules to govern the crop. Stephanie Ho has more.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts and USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue discussed hemp at a hearing in Washington.
I don't think I've seen such interest in something on the farm bill ever since I can remember. I had a call, for goodness sakes.
You're absolutely correct. It's had more interest than probably anything I can remember. And as you well know, as productive as our farmers and ranchers can be, they could easily overwhelm this market before it even gets started.
For the time being, Secretary Perdue referred states that are proceeding with hemp to the previous farm bill.
We're advising our state partners, who will be primarily responsible for administering and regulating this crop, that they need to proceed under the 2014 rules currently.
USDA Undersecretary Greg Ibaugh talked about hemp at a gathering of the National Association of State Directors of Agriculture. He pointed out the range of issues that need to be dealt with.
This is going to be fairly complicated. Many of you that have hemp programs know that within your own state there are discussions about, you know, testing and locations and acres and some of those aspects, as well as availability of processing and movement between states.
He said USDA is working on the rule now.
We want to take time to do this right and have the best rule we can, but also realize that, you know, you need a rule sooner than later. With that in mind, it's not going to be possible for the 2019 planting season.
We believe as we work through these issues, we will probably have more guidance out for the 2020 growing season.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.